This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lincoln Chafee, the former senator from Rhode Island and current but about to be out of office governor, also a former Republican, by the way, has announced that he is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. A key platform issue for Mr. Chafee? The metric system. He said, and this is a quote, "The economic benefits outweigh the costs of changing all the signs." Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more on our uneven history with the measurement system used by everybody else.
Well, not quite everyone. Liberia and Myanmar are still holding out, but it wasn't always so lonely. The U.S. started down the highway to metrication, but never quite finished. Don Hilger, the president of the U.S. Metric Association, says the golden period for metric fans was around 1980.
Many former British Commonwealth English-speaking countries in the world decided that they were going to adopt a metric system.
Canada went metric in the 1970s. They had a plan and a public awareness campaign. In this ad, a snowman explains it.
3 centimeters is a light snowfall. 100 centimeters of snow is an awful lot of snow.
That's what works, apparently, a cultural change that helps people imagine the differences between old and new. Hilger says the problem here is the Metric Conversion Act of 1975 had one deadly word, voluntary.
I think they thought that, well, it would probably happen because big, larger companies change and then other ones follow.
As you know, that didn't quite happen. But Elizabeth Gentry, the metric coordinator at the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, says a lot of big companies did convert after that act. Caterpillar, GM, IBM, plus an entire industry, booze.
And they modified the law to permit the use of metric units on the packaging.
She says that business-focused change helped Americans become comfortable with liters and grams. That's why you know what a 2-liter bottle of Coke looks like. In fact, metric is officially America's preferred system for trade and commerce, like meters in the office, inches at home. This exact problem was identified in our own metric commercial from the 1970s.
Although all scientists use Celsius thermometers, only the poor American scientist has to go home to Fahrenheit.
And that is still our problem today. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.